Hi, my love.
So it's 3:29 on Thursday afternoon, and God just sent a quiet environment for me. Do you know, I've totally forgot. Like, every day I see Sharon, my friend Sharon, the podcaster. I see her in class, and she's like, Laura, we expect an episode on Friday. And I'm like, yeah. But then work has so compressed me that I totally forgot what day of the week it was. And then I was just doing the dishes, and I'm like, now that everywhere is quiet, why don't I just record? Because it's not like I'll have time again. And if I procrastinate, I know myself. So here I am. Contrary to how I sound, I'm tired, I'm hungry, and I'm too tired to cook. But I think that hunger is on top of the list. Like I said, it's 3:29 in the afternoon. I just got back from class, and I have like very limited time to do all the things I want to do. Like, I'm supposed to find food, I'm supposed to sleep, I'm supposed to, okay, yes, find food and sleep and do all this before 7. That gives me like less than how many hours? I think we should say 30 minutes miscellaneous. Like, that's maybe the time you take me to fall asleep or to find food before I can start eating. I don't know. I beg. Like, every day, I just keep asking myself, Laura, this degree. Like, I don't know. I beg. Everything is just super, super compressing. Anywho, enough about me. If this is your first time of listening to the pod, thank you super much. God bless you. Do well to subscribe via whatever platform you're listening. And if you like the podcast, share it to your friends. Don't be stingy, because there's love in sharing. So this Sunday that passed was Valentine's Day. And the Apropos in me wants to know, how did it go? Like, I did not give recommendations because I beg. My mood was just like, everybody get out. You get... I did not give any single recommendations whatsoever, but I just really like to know, did you spend alone with your friends, with your loved ones, or it was just like any other normal day? Me, I know I said it was going to be normal, but I went out with my friends, with two of my friends. We just went to, you know, flex, us girls and stuff. And then in the place that I was, there were two proposals. I think they said the last one was his kids. I beg, don't mind Nigerians and their stupid knack for turning everything into skits. But I saw two proposals, and I beg, you know, there are some people that would just come outside and be doing PDA and stuff. It was normal, pretty normal. And then since school has resumed, I've had a lot of people walk up to me and say, oh, are you Laura, the girl that does the podcast? I really like what you do. And then people that I did not expect, most of them are people that I have never had up to like 20 minutes of conversation with before. And then they just woke up. I don't know how to act. I just smile. I'll say, oh, thank you so much. I did not know. I always ask, oh, how'd you get the link? Like, I did not know that, as in, because I'm very lazy when it comes to promoting what I do. I think that half the time is not laziness, it's just me being shy. So whenever I upload the link on Friday, the rest days of the week, I don't even take time to promote. So I think I'm past the stage where I have to beg people. Like, oh, please, click the link. I think that I'm at this space where I feel like if you don't like it, I can't force you. So if you listen to it and you're not feeling the vibe, then don't listen anymore. Do you get? And then to now see people that I have never walked up to beg to listen, actually listening, I don't know. It now makes me more aware that this thing I'm doing is not only for my family members and for my friends. It now makes me more aware that there are people that have never seen me before, that do not know me, that actually listen. And it now makes me want to filter some things. I've thought about this before, like last year, and I was like, oh, as people, as my listeners are growing, I kind of want to try to balance content, because not everybody is in the same age range and they obviously don't have the same pain points. Do you get me? So I kind of, like, I wrote it, I was like, a larger audience definitely comes with a wider niche, and a wider niche means my content has to be more diverse. I'm tempted to keep focusing on my focus and act like I don't know about the new listeners. It's hard though. I wrote it somewhere in my jotter. I wrote it there. And then now, to now see people that I did not expect, it now makes me more aware. And I don't know, half the time I don't know how to act. Half the time I'm like, oh, Laura, Jesus, you know, my brain is just like, omo. Do you get? I don't know. I'm in this. I'm stuck. Like, I want people to listen, but I'm shy. Do you understand? I don't know if it makes sense. I don't know. Well, last week I was having a conversation with my neighbor Dora, and in the middle of the conversation, I got a call that my whites were ready. Because as a law student, you have to wear white shirts, black skirt, black flat shoes, black hair, pin earrings, and a host of other rules. So I got a call that my whites were ready. I dropped my whites with dry cleaner. And she was like, oh, Laura, you give your clothes to the dry cleaner. You are lazy. Why don't you wash them by yourself? And I was like, oh, in this era, in this time, where like the minutes, the hours in the day are not even enough to execute whatever, I will now say, oh, I think I should sit down and wash. First of all, it's not like the water is clean. Washing, then ironing. And then half the time, that's before school resumed, they've been consistent with light now. As I speak, there's light. But before I went home, half the time there is no light. So even when I wash, it's not like I can see where to iron the white. And then it will not be looking like white that they took inside bottle, Pepsi bottle, and brought it out. And then I just find it really easy to give it to the dry cleaner. But then when she said, oh, Laura, you're lazy, like, I just start to think. Like, me deciding to pick the easier option, it doesn't mean that I don't know how to wash. Or it doesn't mean that I now start losing, okay, maybe washing is a skill. It doesn't mean that I now have to start maybe relearning how to wash again whenever the dry cleaner is not available. It doesn't make me feel any less. It just takes stress off my shoulders. So look at it this way. It's like there's a blender available because technology has made everything super easy now. There's a blender, but I decided that because I do not want to be called lazy, I would take the granny stone and blend and grind pepper on it when there's light and a blender. Like, I just don't. So for me, those two things are on the same level. I don't think that it makes anybody lazy when they decide to take the easy. No, I don't even think it's the easy route. I don't think so. I think this is me wanting to be comfortable, because there might not be time for me to sit down, wash, monitor the clothes. Let me tell you, if I wash, I have to monitor my whites. Because it's not like I can hang them inside my bathroom because they're going to smell damp. So I have to take them out. I have to monitor them to make sure that nothing pushes them. Because if they fall on this red sand in Edo State, then it is finished. I'm not going to have to wash again. So I just have to look at them, monitor them constantly. And, you know, after monitoring them, when they dry, I take them in, wait for light, if ever there is light. And if there's light, I iron all of them. All of them, I have over 8 whites, although I don't wear everyone in a week. I don't think I wear them every day in a week, like 4 times in a week now, since we're not having classes on Fridays. But it's still stress, rather than me just paying money and dropping it with the dry cleaner and going to pick it up after the time I'm using to wash the whites. And they are whites. Your water has to be clean. Your bucket has to be clean. You have to use hypo. Because any little mistake, your white turns buttermilk or it was white. Either of them. And then like right on time, I saw this post on somebody's WhatsApp status, and it was like, if you have the money, pay for the comfort, there's no award for suffering. And it felt like God was speaking to me, because I've said this thing before, that God speaks not like he will come and say, oh, Laura, you say speak, Lord, your daughter hear it. No, he speaks through things you see on social media. He speaks through friends. He speaks through different ways. And I just felt like, oh, because I was now skeptical. I was like, oh, should I just start washing my clothes myself again? Do you understand? And it's like, if you have the money, pay for the comfort. There is no award for suffering. It's not like anybody's going to call you and say, oh, best in suffering, take your money, cash prize of 1 million naira, keep suffering. Do you understand? If you know that you can afford to be comfortable, then pay to be comfortable. Do you understand? I just felt like sharing. Do you think that... Also, it's not like I'm going to impose it on you. I just also want to ask, do you think that that is a good measure of laziness or of a hardworking person, a person that decides to do their work themselves? Do you think that that's a good standard that you can use to measure how hardworking a person is? For me, I don't think so. Like I've said, if you have the money, pay for the comfort. But if you have a contrary opinion, I would love to hear it. So send me a message at everythingravepodcast@gmail.com. Let's talk about it. I love hearing conflicting opinions. And even though you agree, also let me know. So if you were stuck between comfort and suffering, I hope you know which to pick now. So thank you for listening. I guess this is the end. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have an amazing weekend, and I'll see you next Friday. Peace.